USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The 40 of Flight 93 did the most American of things. They took a vote, and then they acted.
President Trump's comments in Shanksville, Pennsylvania, the president calling those aboard United Flight 93 true heroes for their actions on September 11th. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden also heading to Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Biden and Vice President Mike Pence greeted each other with an elbow bump at a September 11th memorial in New York City. A pretrial hearing has ended for the former Minneapolis police officers charged in the death of George Floyd in May. The judge said he would not immediately rule on defense motions to dismiss charges. He also said he would not make an immediate decision on motions to combine four cases into one or a motion to change the location of any trial. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've always taken care of myself. I always cook my own food. I just was losing steam, which is very unusual for me. And I said, you know what? A lot of our foods, they don't have the nutrients they did 100 years ago. So I took a chance with Balance of Nature, and I see a difference. Before I took Balance of Nature, by 1 o'clock in the afternoon, I found myself napping. Well, that's not happening anymore. I finally found something that's the real deal. And I'm just very happy with Balance of Nature.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
During a recent question and answer session with labor leaders, Joe Biden appears to be queuing up answers and reading off a teleprompter after a supporter asked him a question about labor rights. As far as if Biden does use a teleprompter, National Press Secretary for Joe Biden, T.J. Ducklow, tells Fox News,
"Brett, we are not going to engage. This is straight from the Trump campaign.
But yeah, they're
plan.
Using
and,
it.
And what it does, Brett, is it's trying to distract the American people.
I'm just from they're from, using from it. They talk about it every day. Can you what? Say yes or no,
Brett? I am not going to allow okay. the Trump campaign to funnel their questions through Fox News and get me to respond to that.
Oregon wildfires are forcing over 500,000 people from their homes.
Oh, the wind was blowing so hard. It still should have been daylight, but it was dark. And the ashes were everywhere, and the wind was blowing outrageously bad. I mean, it was bad.
At least 23 people have died in the fires. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
As we remember 9/11, take a listen to the news accounts as the events were happening in real time.
Now, the president is here. He just finished reading to some children at the Emma Booker Elementary School and was asked about the incident. He said he was aware of it.
I'm a few blocks from the World Trade Center right now. The scene is absolutely a horrific one. You have people streaming out of the area. You've got people literally in tears and shock.
I looked up in the air. There was an airplane actually going into the World Trade Center.
This is going to be a day that's going to live in infamy. And, you know, it's going to cause changes in terms of security like this country has never seen before.
President Bush is about to speak. He's in Florida.
Today we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center.
Now we understand that there is an explosion. There has been an explosion in the Pentagon, the heart of the military command center of the United States of America, John. It can't get much worse than this, let's hope.
This is the kind of terrorist attack that is the nightmare that experts and others have warned about, but some of us may have thought really could not happen on such a scale.
9 at 93, Cleveland, are you still here in the center? 93, do you still hear Cleveland?
80 miles southwest of Pittsburgh, this United Airlines Flight 93 crashed.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.